Congress to order. We're on day 14 of our CISO session, September 20th, 2017. The time is 10:09 a.m. Ms. Walker?
Father, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for all the blessings that you've given us. Father, I thank you for this fall weather that we've had, and I look forward to more of it. And Lord, I pray that you would just have your hand on the individuals that are dealing with hurricane tragedies and earthquake tragedies at this time. And I just ask that you'd intervene and bring them peace and guidance in their troubled times right now. Lord, I ask that you would just be with this body and with this nation and bring unity and unity in mind and in spirit, and help us to do what we need to do for the betterment of the people. Father, I pray for these elected officials, and I ask that you would give them the mind and the courage to make the hard decisions that are before them. I ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Bucklehead.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw. Congressman Supermont.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn. Speaker Pratt.
Present.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Congresswoman Whitehorn and Congressman Shaw are absent from session this morning to attend the Gaming Enterprise Board meeting. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for September 19th. Congressman Walker.
Only thing I see is at the very end, adjourned the session at 10:22. I thought it was more like 10:12. I thought I remember mentioning to Maria that was a record. It was like 10 minutes. Anyway,
motion to approve the journal.
Second. A motion to approve the journal. And second, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. The journal for September 19th is approved. Reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report? Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief, Rules and Ethics and Engrossment Committee report, bill number ONCA 17-73. An act to authorize and appropriate $8,100,000 to the Higher Education Scholarship Fund to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Shannon Edwards. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Tillman, Edwards, and Hamilton.
Thank you. Other select committees. There's an appropriations report. Who is the vice chair of appropriations?
I think it's Dr. Shaw.
Without objection, I'll move the report.
All right. Thank you.
First reading.
The appropriations committee met on ONCA 17102 to appropriate $597,000 to the Capital Asset Improvement Fund for the listed capital asset purchases and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. Final committee action is to pass with yes votes from Whitehorn, Shaw, Mason, Supernaw, Walker, One Absent, Edwards. The purpose of this bill is to appropriate $597,000 for specific listed capital assets.
Thank you. Next is reports of standing committees. Congressman Maker.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Speaker. Assistant Chief and Member of Congress. Culture Committee met and on Bill ONCA 17-104. An act to provide an appropriation for cultural donations in the amount of $84,500 for fiscal year 2018 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor was Congresswoman Maria Whitehorn, and the final committee action was be passed with amendments. Voting results was yes by Maker, Buffalo, Head, Supernaw, Morris, Tillman, One Absent. Right.
Thank you. Next is introductions, but there are no more standing committees. We're on introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to introduce this morning? Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I am introducing a bill on behalf of Congresswoman Whitehorn. I'm a co-sponsor. It's actually a resolution. And the resolution is number ONCR 1747. It's a resolution requesting the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board include a $45 million annual distribution to the Osage Nation in its annual plan of operations for fiscal year 2018. The sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. The co-sponsors are Alice Bufflohead, Shannon Edwards, Otto Hamilton, Archie Mason, John Maker, Jim Norris, Angela Pratt, Ron Shaw, and William Supernaw. The resolution states, whereas in 2012, the Osage Nation Congress, the Principal Chief, and the Gaming Enterprise Board agreed that annual distribution paid to the nation from the Gaming Enterprise would be $40 million. The Gaming Enterprise Board plan of operation up to including FY17. The Osage Nation had fiscal needs in excess of that amount in some of the years encompassed in that agreement, and the Osage Nation Congress requested the Gaming Enterprise Board amend its plan of operation to provide additional distributions for fiscal year 2018. Budget requests from the three branches of the Osage Nation exceed the amount of the current annual projected revenue, and the Osage Nation Congress desires to express its distribution request for fiscal year 18. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Osage Nation Congress requests the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board include a $45 million annual distribution to the Osage Nation in its annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2018. At this time, I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1747 on first reading and assign to the Commerce Committee. Commerce, Gaming, and Land.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to place ONCR 1747 on first reading on today's agenda. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
No.
No. There's a no. There's one no from Congressman Tillman. Okay. We'll now hear on first reading. Thank you.
So do I need to reread it, or are you just going to?
No, oh, we'll find it when I go down the line. Okay. If there are no more bills or resolutions to be introduced, we are on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Norris.
Morning, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, people of the Osage Nation, for listening in and giving this. Read in ONCR 17-44, a resolution to amend Article 3, Section 7 of the Osage Nation Constitution to require justices of the Supreme Court and the Chief Judge of the Trial Court to be appointed every 6 years by the Principal Chief and confirmed by the Osage Nation Congress.
Please continue.
ONCR 17-45, a resolution to amend Article 8, Section 11 of the Osage Nation Constitution, put the Chief Judge of the Trial Court in control of the Budget Administration of the Trial Court.
Thank you. Congressman Supernov.
ONCR 1746, a resolution to approve amendments to the Articles of Operation for a limited liability company, Tallgrass Economic Development LLC, to require the board to take direction from the member upon dissolution regarding the distribution of assets.
Thank you, Congressman. You do not see it on your agenda at this time, but there is a bill, ONCA 17-114, that was not assigned yesterday. At this time, I would like to assign ONCA 17-114 that was read in yesterday to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. ONCR 17-44, assigned to Governmental Operations. ONCR 17-45, to Governmental Operations. ONCR 17-46, and ONCR 1747 to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. Does anyone need that repeated? Okay. We're now on general order day one, second reading. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I think that's actually my bill.
I was gonna say, I think so. Okay, Congresswoman Edwards.
ONCR 1774. Is an act to authorize and appropriate $450,000 to the Burial Assistance Fund from fiscal year 2018 revenue and to establish an alternate effective date. Without objection, I'll also read 17-100.
Continue.
Which is an act to authorize and appropriate $4,216,000 to the Treasury for payment of the Master Campus Plan Line and to establish an alternate effective date.
Congressman Supernov.
Reading ONCA 17-108, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company Blue Stem Ranch LLC in the amount of $1,500,000 and to establish an alternate effective date.
We're now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 1773, an act to authorize and appropriate $8,100,000 to the Higher Education Scholarship Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Edwards is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
Close.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Edwards, you have the floor.
Much to the delight of some of my fellow members, I will tell you that this is number two of the Big 30. And in fact, really, I rank as number one. because this appropriation, this service, this direct assistance that we provide to Osage Nation higher ed students, to my mind, is changes more lives than anything else that we do as a nation, as leaders, as families. This puts our students in a position of being able to mostly pursue higher education free of debt. Now, it doesn't cover everything. If I had my way, I would figure out a way to do that, but there are other priorities. However, I'm very happy to say that this Congress, from the time that I've sat on it, and that's getting to be a long time now, has always prioritized this education. So, with that in mind, I'm happy to report and urge that an act to authorize and appropriate $8,100,000 to the Osage Nation Higher Education Scholarship is being proposed by this bill. I've been active now in letting the membership know about the fiscal analysis of these bills. This one is one that I've also posted on social media so that our membership can see it. It's prepared by our budget analyst, Clayton Potts. It states that it's a fiscal year 2018 appropriation. It will authorize and appropriate funding to the Osage Nation Higher Education Scholarship from fiscal year 2018 revenue. The tribal appropriation will impact the general level of our treasury by $8,100,000. The assumptions are that Osage students currently enrolled at institutions of higher education will continue their academic pursuit, and as students graduate from high school, they too will seek enrollment at secondary education institutions. Students will continue to participate in the field of study internship. Limited administration fees will continue to be paid from the fund. The implications are the legislation reflects an amount needed to fund higher education scholarships through the fall 2018 semester. This amount projects an average of 1,036 awards will be given in the spring and the fall terms of 2018. There was a minimal decrease in the number of initial award applications for 2017 and 18 academic calendar year. However, the anticipated expense is based on no significant decrease in the number of estimated awards to be given. It assumes the award for the fall of 2018 to be $4 million and $3.5 million for the winter-spring of 2018 with an additional $500,000 for the summer of 2018. Administrative fees, degree incentives, and other funding for awards and the field of study internships are also included. While these numbers are not broken down into legislation, they can be used as a reference to justify the expected expenses. In fact, we know that there has been a 5% increase in in-state tuition starting this fall. I will be introducing a bill this session that increases the amount of the scholarships by 5%. I'm hopeful, given the resolution and the things that we're hearing, that there will be a distribution that will be sufficient to warrant that increase in the winter and spring sessions for the students. As it stands, this is a good and adequate amount, I believe, to fund those opportunities for our students, and I urge passage.
The question is, shall ONCA 1773 pass?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. OCA 1773 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, shall the all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes?
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes, and ONCA 1773 is advanced to enrollment. We are now on motions and notices. Congressman Supernol.
Congress, we'll have a meeting immediately following session. There's only four of us here, so we need you all for a quorum.
Thank you. Congressman Walker.
Governmental Operations Committee meets today from 1 to 3.
Okay, thank you. And I will announce that Appropriations is meeting from 3 until 5 today. Anything else? Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are adjourned until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Number 3.